督的名。
Amen。
我们把下面时间交给张胜宗弟兄。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters。
我相信我们这样一个日子实在是我们七天里面最快乐的日子。
I believe that this is the happiest day of the 7 days。
我们把我们这样的一天分别为圣出来。
Because we set this day apart。
我们的神也借着这样的一天把他的福分赐下来。
And our Lord through this day give us his blessings。
那神必定顾念我们。
That our God will take care of us。
神必定顾念我们。
God will take care of us。
我们今天要分享的主题叫做彼此恩慈相待。
So today the topic we're going to talk about is treat each other kindly。
神必定顾念我们。
That God will take care of us。
可是我们要反过来问一个问题。
But now let's ask ourselves one question。
我们顾念神吗？
Do we take care of God?
神对我们很好，我们对他好吗？
When God treats us right, are we treating him the same?
有时候常常我觉得神对我们不好的时候，
A lot of times when we think that the Lord is not treating us greatly,
我们里面就对他抱怨连连。
Then we start complaining.
你为什么这样对我？你为什么那样对我？
We ask him, why are you treating me like this?
可是好像神赐给我们很多恩惠的时候，
But when the Lord is treating us with his blessings,
我们都以为理所当然。
Then we think that we definitely deserve it.
那常常神就像父母一样对待我们。
Then our Lord is treating us just like a parent.
他常常用他的恩慈来待我们。
He used his kind. He treated us with kindness.
可是我们做儿女的，我们有没有用恩慈来待我们天上的父呢？
But as is the children, are we treating our parents kindly?
就好像我们已经习以为常的父母亲这样待我们都是理所当然的。
Just like as child, we believe that what we get from our parents, we deserve it.
因为现在好像有一些年轻人就说，你把我生下来，你就是要照顾我。
Because a lot of teenagers say, well, you gave birth to me, you take care of me.
好像这样的一句话听起来有一点道理。
Just like this, if you first think about it, it may make sense a little bit.
可是呢，实际上呢，好像呢，这个对于我们这样对待父母来讲的话，失去一些道理。
But if you think about it more deeply, it doesn't really make that much sense.
那早上我们在这里谈到彼此恩慈相待。
So this morning we're talk about treating each other kindly.
我们要从路德记来思想这样的一个主题。
And it is from the book of Ruth that we can read about it.
那有一个年轻人呢，他一生的里面，他一直想到有一件事情，他非常非常的宝贵。
Now there's one thing that this youngster truly believes in.
就是有一天呢，他的父亲陪着他去钓鱼。
Is that one day his father took him to go fishing?
那在很小的时候呢，他一直记得这件事情。
And when he was young, that's the one thing that he really remembers.
所以每一次想到这件事情呢，他的心里就非常的喜乐。
So every time when this youngster thought about this thing, he would be joyous.
他想到他父亲那一天陪伴他去钓鱼的时候，他每一次想到这件事情，那他心里就充满快乐。
Every time when he remembers that his father took him to go fishing that one day, he would be happy.
那有一天呢，他的父亲过世了。
And then one day his father passed away.
然后整个丧礼结束之后。
And after the funeral.
那他在整理他父亲的东西。
And this youngster now is putting away his father's belongings.
他都突然想起来他父亲有写日记的习惯。
And then he remembers that his father wrote a diary.
那他就想说，哎呀，这一天带给我多少的欢乐的这一天，他想去看看他父亲到底是怎么样描写这一天的。
So this son wanted to go flip the book and find the days that they went fishing and see what his father wrote about it.
所以呢，他就从父亲他那一年的那一天呢，他真的发现到他父亲呢就把那一件事情记在那里了。
So he went through his book and he actually found that one year and that one day what his father wrote about that fishing day.
可是在日记上写的。
But then that's what it says on the diary.
我浪费了一天的时间。
It wrote on it, I wasted one day of my time.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事呢，不是叫我们不要写日记。
Brothers and sisters, this is not to tell us not to write a diary.
这个故事呢，是叫我们做父母的要能够很清楚的知道，今天你浪费了一天的时间，在你儿女的身上产生多大的影响。
Is that as a parent, you may think that you're wasting a day, but you may be making a great impact for your children.
常常我们不愿意浪费时间在我们的儿女身上。
A lot of times the parents don't want to waste the time on their children.
以至于我们儿女呢没有办法知道我们爱他。
So that as a children, now we don't even know that our parents love us.
可是呢，常常呢，我们觉得我们爱我们的儿女，付出一点点的时间，我们都舍不得。
But as parents, sometimes you don't even want to spend that little time on your children.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真实的从我们的心里面用这样的一个爱来对待我们儿女的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if you truly treat your children with love,
那样的果效又会何等的大呢？
Then I tell you that the impact will be great.
我们来读路德记第一章第一节到第二节。
Now let's read the book of Ruth, chapter 1, 1 and 2.
那读英文的弟兄姊妹，你可以在荧幕上看到英文的版本。
The English version is going to be on the screen.
那我们一起来读路德记第一章第一节到第二节，我们一起来读。
Together, Book of Ruth, chapter 1, 1 and 2.
当士师领阵的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿尔米。他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人，他们到了摩押地就住在那里。那这一节的经文里面呢，特别讲到路德记呢，当时呢，他们在一个士师秉政的时候。
Here in the first two verses, it says in the book of Ruth that they belonged to a place in the sojourn.
所以呢，士师秉政的时候是说明到以色列国那时候并没有一个君王在那里做统治。
And in the place of Ephratus, there was no king.
所以呢，当以色列人他们从心里敬畏神的时候，
So that's why for the Israelites, the people who worship God,
那整个民族呢就刚强起来。
Now this tribe now is strengthened.
可是呢，当以色列人渐渐地离开神之后，
But when the Israelites start departing from the Lord,
在以色列人的生活里面就有饥荒，有仇敌的攻击。
Now it is at that time when they get farther away from the Lord, then in the land there's famine.
所以呢，在这一段的里面特别讲到国中遭遇饥荒。
And here it says that there was a famine in the land.
我们可以知道，在那样的一个时代里面，以色列人他们是渐渐远离神的时候。
And we know that it is during that era of the time that the Israelites start getting away from the Lord.
所以呢，就在这样的一个饥荒的光景里面。
It is at the time at the famine.
那这里有一个人。
There is now a certain man.
他带着他的妻子和两个儿子。
He took his wife and his two sons.
就移到以色列国之外，到这个摩押地，他那去那里。
To move away from Israel and to go to the land of Moab.
所以呢，这里谈到他的两个儿子的名字。
It talks about the two names of the son.
那他们到了摩押地呢，他们就住在那里。
And after they get to the land of Moab, that's where they stay.
所以呢，原先呢，他们只是去寄居的。
So beginning, they just wanted to sojourn.
可能等饥荒过了呢，他们就回去了。
They just want to be there temporarily so that when the famine is gone, they can return.
可是呢，这两节的最后，我们看到他们就继续住在那里。
But here, at the end of verse number 2, it says that they entered the land and remained there.
好像饥荒过去呢，他们也没有再回到他们的犹太地区。
So after the famine is gone, they did not return to their home.
所以呢，在这里我就思想到呢，这好像我们的生活一样。
So this let me think about just like our daily living.
这里呢，说到一个移民家庭的冒险故事。
He talked about the stories of an immigrant family.
其实大多数我们的家庭，我们都是从别的地方来到这里，除了我们的儿女是生在这里之外。
I think for most of us, we are the first generation immigrants, except our children are now the second generation.
好像呢，移民的生活从一个国家换到一个国家。
Just like immigrations, we move from one country to another.
那这些父母呢，他们要面对语言的环境的挑战。
And then the parents, they have to face the challenge of a different language.
那他们也要面对文化差异的挑战。
And the parents also have to face the challenge of the different cultures.
特别呢，他们把他们的儿女又带到这个国家，或是在这个国家生下来之后。
Especially the children that they brought with them, or the children that were born in the new country.
他们常常面对许多的挑战。
And now they have to face a lot of great challenges.
他们觉得说，到底我还要回去呢，还是不回去？
And they will have to think about, do I want to go back or do I stay here?
可能呢，为了儿女的教育的问题，这里的教育比较好，我选择这里。
Maybe because the better education that the children may receive, they remain here.
或许我在这里奋斗到一个失落的光景，我选择要再回去。
But maybe they're here trying so hard, they wanted to just go back.
所以我们都知道，移民的生活确实是不容易。
And we know that the life of an immigrant is always challenging.
所以从到一个寄居的生活，到一个奋斗的生活，到一个归回的生活。
A life of sojourn, a life of hardworking, and a life of living.
所以呢，我们时时刻刻都在那里做决定。
And at all times, we're making the hard choices.
如果呢，我们靠着我们的自己，我们就一直在那里变来变去。
If we only rely on our own strength, then we will go back and forth.
可是如果我们想到神眷顾我们的时候
，But if we realize that God will take care of us,
我们就知道神不管我们在何地，神都与我们同在。
And we realize that doesn't matter where we are, the Lord is with us.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要读到那个圣经的那个文学性。
So that's why when we read the Bible, we have to understand the history behind.
所以呢，常常我们说到圣经的文学的这样的一个思路在那里走的时候
，So when we talked about the literature of the Bible,
那我们就要从他们的姓名开始来看起。
Then we have to start with the history.
所以呢，这个人是谁呢
？We have to start with the name. So what is this name?
这个人叫做以利米勒。
This name is Elimelech.
那他的意思呢？名字的意思就叫做神是王的意思。
The first part of the name means that God is king.
所以呢，不管怎么样，每一次想到这样的一个名字，就是神是王。
So whenever when you say the first part of his name, it says God is king.
拿俄米是什么意思呢
？And what's the second part, Naomi?
以利米勒的妻子就是拿俄米。
Oh, and then the second part of the name is Naomi.
那拿俄米呢是甜的意思是愉快的意思
And the meaning of Naomi is sweetness and joy
所以呢这两个人的名字都非常的好
So when you put the two names together it's a great meaning
可是呢在这样的一个时代里面他们却忘记他们名字的意思
But then here at this time they forgot the name of the meaning of their names
以利米勒神是王可是呢在这样的一个时间点里面他没有把神当作王来看
Elimelech, his name means God is king. At that time, they forgot that who the king was.
拿俄米是甜的意思，可是，在这样的一个点里面呢，他跟他的先生移到摩押地的时候，他的生活却是一直在那一个苦境里面。
But here, Naomi, the name means sweetness. When her and her husband moved to this new place,
好像这个父母亲他们都没有过一个反映出他们名字的生活来
Just like the parents, they don't even remember what their name meant.
其实在他们本国的时候他们就有两孩子
Now, but they had two children before they moved.
第一个孩子呢叫做马伦
The first son name is Mahlon.
那就是有病的意思
Long means someone who has sickness.
第二个名字呢第二个孩子的名字叫基连
The second name is Chilion.
那他就是那个消瘦皮脆弱的意思
Meaning someone who is brittle.Easy to break.
所以呢，这两个孩子生下来呢，一个有病，一个脆弱。
So that's why these children, when they were born, one was sick, the other was brittle.
在遭遇到饥荒的时候
，and when the time of famine came to them.
所以那么多从困苦的生活，在这样的一个母亲的身上
，and through this difficult time as a mother.
你想想看，这个母亲她会怎么做
？Think about what the mother would do.
那常常有很多的解经的书，从不同的角度来分析这样的一个家庭。
Now there is a lot of books out there that describe this family.
可是呢，我就在看这些解经书的时候，我觉得拿俄米呢，她是一个很有恩慈的妇女。
But when I read these books, I realize that Naomi is a kind woman.
因为呢，她的先生呢决定到国外去的时候呢，她愿意跟着他去。
Because when her husband decided to leave the country, she left with him.
虽然呢，她的两个儿子那么的有病，那么的脆弱，可是呢，她愿意用一个爱在那里抚养他们。
And even though her two sons, one was sick, one was brittle, she still took good care of them.
那他们寄居暂留在那个地方
And now they remained at Moab.
很可能呢本来只想住两个月的
I think before maybe they just wanted to stay there for 2 months.
可是呢没想到就住了两年
But slowly they stayed there for 2 years.
那住下去我们看到呢有一些的事情改变
And then after they lived there, we see that many things started changing.
我们一起来读第一章的第三节到第七节
Now let's read verse 3-7.
后来拿俄米的丈夫利米勒死了剩下妇人和他两个儿子这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻一个名叫俄尔巴一个名叫路德在那里住了约有十年马伦和基连二人也死了剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子他就与两个儿媳起身要从摩押地归回因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓是粮食他们于是他的两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方嫁回犹大地去 所以呢，在这一节的经文里面，让我们看到。
So in these verses, we just find out.
后来呢，以利米勒他就死了。
That and then Elimelech died.
那所以剩下他和他的两个儿子。
And now Naomi was left with her two sons.
所以呢，很快呢，故事的发展呢，就强到这两个儿子也。结婚了
and then it went on. The two sons took wife.
那他们就娶了当地的女子为妻
and they took on the Moabite woman as wife.
所以呢，就好像饥荒的日子，儿子呢也结婚了，想再回去呢，也不是那么的容易。
Now after the famine, now the two sons took roots. They are married, so it's now even harder to move back.
所以呢，一下子十年过去
and then quickly 10 years passed by.
那没想到他的两个儿子也死了
and then the two sons also died.
所以呢，就剩下路德跟两个儿妇。
And now all that's left is Naomi and the two daughters-in-law.
所以呢，在这经节的最后呢，这一段的经节最后呢，路德呢，他听到一个信息。
And at the end, Naomi heard this message.
就是听到耶和华眷顾自己的百姓。
It's that she heard that the Lord had visited his people.
赐粮食给他们。
In giving them food.
所以呢，就在他来的国家，他发现呢，神已经开始眷顾那个地方。
And then now she realized that the Lord is visiting that land.
这时候，在他的里面呢，又起了一个涟漪。
So now in her, she started having this thought.
是不是经过那么多的苦难之后，是应该回去的时候了
？That after all this time, maybe it's time to return.
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到一个移民家庭的成长关系。
Brothers and sisters, they talked about the growing of an immigrated family. Immigrant family.
这个家庭里面呢，他们彼此珍惜那个恩待，彼此恩待的一个日子。
And during that time, everyone in the family treat each other kindly.
虽然十年来听起来非常的悲惨。
You would think about that the 10 years was in sorrow.
可是呢，当我阅读的时候，我就觉得他们之间有一个彼此恩待的关系在那边。
But then here, as I read on, I realized that they all treat each other kindly.
我也相信他们非常的珍惜。
And I also believe that they treasure each other.
那我们来看这个图。
Let's look at this chart.
那这是一个家庭在外地的一个生活。
This is an immigrated family growing up.
所以呢，我们说这里有一。家人的关系就是夫妻和子。
So as a family, there's the husband, wife, and the son.
那我相信这一家人呢是彼此恩待的，在一个家庭里面。
And I believe that in this family, they all treat each other with kindness.
我相信以利米勒呢，他非常爱他的妻子。
I believe that Elimelech loved his wife Naomi.
我相信拿尔米呢也非常顺从他的先生。
And I also believe that Naomi submitted to her husband.
所以呢，夫妻两人就平手敌足呢，在那里。外地认真的生活。
So that's why the husband and wife they live in this new country in one accord.
可是呢，很不幸的事就是以利米勒他死了。
But then unfortunately, Elimelech died.
所以就剩下拿尔米跟他的两个儿子。
Now all there's left is just Naomi and her two sons.
好像这一家庭里面呢，有一个角色不见了。
So just like there is one important character is now gone.
那就必须拿尔米他自己能够负担起这个家庭的责任。
So now Naomi has to take on the whole responsibility of the family.
那我们也看到呢，在这里呢，慢慢进入到一个关系里面。
And then now slowly, this is now having a second relationship.
就是一个三角的关系。
It's now a love triangle.
父亲不在了，剩下这个三个人。
Father is gone, now there's only three left.
一个有病，一个非常的脆弱。
One was sick, the other was brittle.
到底要爱哪一个比较多呢
？So which one should I love more?
爱这个比较多，那一个可能就觉得他的缺乏太大了。
If I favor one over the other, then the other one would think that he really lacks.
爱这一个多一点，那一个可能又在抱怨。
If I favor one over another, then the other would complain.
所以呢，在这个家庭的三角关系里面，一定要拿持得非常好。
So now in this triangle, the mother needs to treat each other fairly.
可是呢，我们在这里可以继续看到这两个儿子之后呢，他们又娶了太太。
And we see that now both two sons took wives.
那就是马伦他就娶了路德。
It's that Malon took on Ruth.
基连呢他就娶了俄尔巴。
And Chilion took on Oprah.
所以我们在这里看到呢，这个三角关系就更复杂了，对不对
？And now we see that in this family, the relationship is now more tangled.
原本只是母亲跟儿子的关系而已。
Before it was only a mother and two sons.
现在媳妇又加进来。
Now there are two daughters-in-law.
这做婆婆的也就更难为了，对不对
？So it's even harder for the mother.
所以呢，到底要爱哪一个比较多呢
？So which couple is she treating a love more？
那爱这个比较多，可能那一方的媳妇呢就在那里讲了。
If you treat one pair better than the other, then the other pair would complain.
爱那一边呢，那一边的这边的媳妇又要讲话。
And if you treat the other side better, then of course the first side would complain.
所以呢，做一个婆婆多么的不容易。
So it's even harder now for the mother to treat each other.
所以呢，在我读的时候，我觉得拿尔米她是一个有智慧的妇人。
So when I read on some more, I realized that Naomi was wise.
虽然呢，她圣经上没有这样讲，可是我觉得她恩待她的儿子和恩待她的媳妇。
But here, even though the Bible didn't say it exclusively, I believe that Naomi treat all of them very kindly.
所以呢，在这样的一个关系里面，这一个家庭虽然没有了这位先生，拿尔米他还是能够很好的相处，跟他的儿子跟儿媳来相处。
So even though the husband passed away, I believe the mother took really good care of her family.
接下来再发生一件事情，就是他的两个儿子也消失了。
And now the next thing is that both her sons died.
这时候这个三角关系就更难维持。
And now it's even harder to maintain the family.
因为呢不是他亲生的女儿。
Because now they're just in-laws.
这时候儿子也不在了。
The sons are gone.
到底要怎么样跟儿媳妇好好的生活呢？
So how is she treat her daughters-in-law?
这个媳妇会怎么样对我呢？
And how are the in-laws treating her back?
这都是许多的问题都在那里。产生的
there's a lot of mingling going on.
所以呢，退到这样的一个双边的关系，我们来看。
So now, if we just look at it from outside,
这时候只剩下婆婆跟媳妇了。
Now there's only the mother and the daughters-in-law.
所以呢，在这里我们可以看到，可能两个媳妇站在同一个阵线，他们可以跟这个婆婆来作对。
Maybe that the inners could line up together on one side and be against the mother.
如果拿尔米非常强势的话，她也可以用一个做婆婆的一个强势的手段来要求她的媳妇做一些合理的事情。
Or if Naomi was a strong woman, then she could also force upon the daughters-in-law to follow her will.
那之后呢，我们看到这个媳妇呢，俄尔巴呢，她也离开了这个婆婆。
And then slowly, if we read on, then Oprah left Naomi.
所以呢，在路德记就从这样的一个情况开始，有一段非常精彩的故事。
And that's the beginning of Ruth, how Naomi and Ruth went on.
那就是拿尔米跟路德他们之间怎么样同行的一个故事。
And how Naomi and Ruth walked together.
那这是一个爱的故事。
And this is a story of love.
可是在我们继续下去之前呢，我们要想想看这十年里面发生了怎么样的一个生活。
But before we go on further, let's look at these 10 years that they
对拿尔米来讲，他十年里面不断的面对死亡。
For Naomi, through these 10 years, she faced death.
一下先生死了。
Her husband died.
一下这个儿子死了。
Then her son died.
一下那个儿子死了。
And then the other son also.
所以我们说平均呢，每三年他就要面对一个人的死亡。
So on average, every three and a third years, someone died.
所以有一个少女呢，她在描述这个死亡的时候。
So when a younger girl described this relationship.
她就这样说。
And that's what she said.
她说我最害怕的是。
And she said the one thing that I'm scared the most.
我所有的亲人跟朋友。
He said, all my relatives and friends,
所有我亲爱的人都死去了。
All the ones that are dear to me, they all leave me.
而只有我还活着。
And only I am left.
而且呢，我活得很老，很老。
And then not only that, but then I live a long, long life.
那这是一个从少女她对死亡还有她家人这样的一个情况，她看到这样一个死亡的一个景况。
And that's one young woman in her point of view on how she treats the death of a family member.
可是呢，这时候我们可以看到一个婆婆做婆婆的人。
But here we see that Naomi as the mother.
她已经很老很老。
She is now growing old and older.
可是呢，在她身边的人却一个一个的离去她。
But yet it is the people around her that died.
那从经文里面我们也可以看到。
And in the verses we could also realize.
十年生活的描述。
That in these 10 years.
非常的简单。
It's just in very brief.
就是她的先生死了。
It just says that her husband died.
她的儿子也死了。
And her sons also died.
那我们知道呢，那十年的生活，在这一段的经文里面讲到什么呢？
Then if we look at these 10 years in the verses, what did it really say?
他们所剩下的。
Is that all they're left?
对不起啊，我不回去了。 太多。那他们剩下的是什么呢
？What is left for them？
所以圣经上讲说，当他的先生死后，剩下的就是拿俄米跟他的两个儿子。
It says in the Bible that when the husband died, all she was left was with her two sons.
所以当他的儿子死也死了，剩下的是什么呢
？And after the sons died, what is left？
剩下的是他自己。
All is left is her.
所以呢，这里讲到就是说，他们这个十年的生活，他们基本上没有剩什么财富、名誉。
So he says that in these 10 years, I don't believe that they have gathered a lot of wealth.
剩下的呢，只是那个他们所爱的人。
And all that's left for them are the people they love.
所以十年的生活就是那么的简单。
So in these 10 years, they live a simple life.
所能剩下的就是那个人。
And all that's left for them are the people.
那个还活着的人。
The people that are still alive.
所以呢，十年的生活下来。
So after 10 years,
就剩下三个女人。
There's only three women left.
没有了丈夫，也没有了儿子。
Husband and sons died.
那这两个儿子的太太也没有生下任何的儿子。
And for the two daughters-in-law, they did not bear any child.
所以就在这样的一个光景之下，这个拿俄米就想回到他自己的国家去。
So it is at this time that Naomi wanted to go back home.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到移民的角色又在慢慢的转变。
And here we see that as the immigrants, their mindset is now changing.
好像呢，原本呢，拿俄米他来到摩押地，他是一个移民的角色。
In the beginning, Naomi was an immigrant coming to the land of Moab.
可是呢，在这个时候，当他想回去的时候，他的两个儿媳妇却是从他的本地本族要挪到这个以色列犹太地区。
But now, when Naomi wanted to return back to Judah, the two daughters and all were from Moab.
所以呢，我们看到一个移民的家庭就在那里不断的改变。
So here, there are still immigrants.
那整个的关系也在那里改变。
And the relationship is changing.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的日子里面，有一件事情非常的重要。
And brothers and sisters, in here, one important thing.
就是彼此恩待。
Is that they treat each other kindly.
彼此恩待对方。
They treat each other with kindness.
而且要珍惜这样的关系。
And they also treasure each other.
因为唯有我们在这样的关系里面，我们才能够生活得更好。
Because it is in this relationship that we can live a better life.
我们来读第八节到第十节。
Now let's read 8 through 10.
拿俄米对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样，愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭说，不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。所以我们在这里看到一件事，
当
他们珍惜彼此恩待的日子，
And when they treat each other kindly,
他们才能够展现出那个彼此恩待的生活。
Then they could reveal a life of kindness.
所以这个彼此恩待是在一个移民的家庭里面需要一个坚持的事情。
I tell you that to treat each other kindly is important for a family of immigrants.
所以呢，就在拿俄米他想回到自己国家去的时候，他想把他的儿媳妇打，就是让他们能够留在他们的本地本族。
So that's why when Naomi wanted to go back to Judah, she wanted the two daughters-in-law to stay in their homeland in Moab.
所以我们看到她所说的话，她说你们回娘家去吧。
So that's why she said, go return each to you to her mother's house.
愿耶和华恩待你们。
May the Lord deal kindly with you.
所以在这里呢，一个婆婆呢，她就在那里祝福她的媳妇。
So in here, the mother blessed her daughters-in-law.
祝福她两个媳妇在未来的日子能够有一个很好的生活。
To bless them so that they could have the great life remaining.
可是更重要的，从她这个婆婆的口中呢，却说出了像你们恩待已死的人和我一样。
But more importantly, Naomi said, "May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me."
所以我们看到呢，这两个媳妇呢，在平常的生活里面，他们也活出那样一个恩待别人的一个生活。
So from here, we could see that the two daughters-in-law also treat each other kindly.
所以我们看到，在这样的一个故事的情节里面，这三个女人呢，彼此恩待。
So in this story, we see that all these three women they treat each other with kindness.
所以在这个时候，拿俄米就跟他们亲嘴。
So here, Naomi kissed them.
那两个媳妇呢就放声而哭。
And then the two daughters-in-law lift up their voices and wept.
这两个媳妇竟然说出这样的话，不然我必与你一同回你的本国去。
But amazingly, the two daughters-in-law said this, No, but we will surely return with you to your people.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个关系非常的强烈。
Brothers and sisters, this shows how strong the relationship is.
好像他们不愿意这样的关系断掉。
And they don't want this relationship to stop.
虽然呢他们不是他这个婆婆的亲生女儿
even though they're just in-laws.
可是让他们知道他婆婆呢是恩待他们的人
Yet they knew that the mother treated them kindly.
拿尔米也同样知道
And Naomi also realized
这两个儿妇并不是他所生的
that these two daughters are just in-laws.
所以呢他在这边呢也有过一个恩待他们的生活
But yet she also treated her kindly.
所以为了他们的好处他就打发他们回到他们的娘家去
So to let them have a better future she asked them to stay in their mother's home
所以在这一段的经文里面我们看到三件事情
So in these verses we realize
我们看到一个分离的痛苦
First the sadness of departure
就是一个关系很紧密的状态之下突然呢就要分离
He said in a tight relationship all of a sudden now you have to separate
丈夫死了，儿子死了，这是一个分离的关系。
When the husband dies, the son dies. It is a separation.
那这里呢，自己要回到本国去，又要把儿媳妇呢拆回他们的娘家，也是一个分离的关系。
And for the mother to go back to Judah and to depart from her daughter-in-law is also a separation.
所以我们看到拿尔米她真是辛苦。
So we know that it is hard for Naomi to make that choice.
所以呢，我想想她是不是常常想，我自己已经够苦了。
So maybe she'll think about it. I have been through enough sadness.
就不要再麻烦他们了。
So let's not bother them anymore.
所以呢，可是我更觉得呢，一个移民家庭里面
，But I feel even more that for a family of immigrants,
我们更要彼此的恩待。
That it is important for us to treat each other kindly.
好好珍惜我们能够一起相处的日子。
And to treat each other and treasure our time.
那在这里呢，也有一个苦难的抉择。
And here, there is a very hard choice to make.
从经文里面我们可以看到有三次拿尔米对他的媳妇说。
And then in the verses, we see that Naomi said this three times.
他说我的女儿回家去吧。
He says, my daughters, go back to your
home. 在这里没有说我的媳妇你们回去吧。
It didn't say my in-laws, go back home.
其实在他的里面呢他已经把这两个儿妇呢当作女儿来看待了。
Because in fact, now Naomi is treating the two in-laws as her own.
所以呢第二次呢他又苦苦地劝他们说我的女儿你们回去吧。
So now the second time she said, My daughters, go back to your mother's house.
所以这两个媳妇不愿意回去的时候一定要跟着她的时候。
When the two daughters said that, No, we will stay with you.
然后里面就向他们说我的女儿不要这样。
And then she said again, Return my daughters.
所以呢在这里面他们的关系呢已经从这样一个婆婆跟媳妇的关系进到一个母亲跟女儿的关系。
So now we realize that they were in-laws, now they are like their own family.
对媳妇来讲呢在这里也有一个抉择。
So for the in-laws, they also have a difficult choice to
make. 他们在这里呢选择一个未知。
They are now picking an unknown.
他们不知道回到犹大地的时候会怎么样。
They don't know when they go into the land of
Judah, 他们必须选择一个舍己。
They have to deny themselves.
因为呢他们必须呢继续来服侍他们的婆婆。
Because they want to continue to serve the mother.
他们在这里呢也选择了一个跟从。
And here they also choose to follow.
一路要跟着他们的婆婆回到她的本国去。
To follow Naomi back to Judah.
所以呢在这里我们看到一个美丽的哀愁。
And here we see this one great relationship.
当拿尔米提到两个媳妇要跟着她的时候她就忧愁起来了。
When Naomi realized the daughters want to stay with her, she was in sorrow.
为什么你们要这样呢？
He said, why would you make that choice?
你们这样做好像耶和华苦待我一样。
If you're making this choice, it is like the Lord is making us.
所以呢，他就在那里愁苦起来。
So that's why here,Naomi was in sorrow.
所以我们看到呢，当他的儿妇在那里哭的时候，
It is when the daughter-in-law started weeping.
在圣经里面记载两次他们嚎啕大哭。
Here in the Bible, it recorded that they weep two times.
这哭呢，是因为他们要和他们的婆婆分离。
When they weep, because they knew that they are separating from Naomi.
我相信这个哭呢，不是假装一下的哭。
And I believe that this is a real crying.
啊，哭一哭，好了，我还是走了。
Not just that they cry a little bit and then, okay, fine, I go back.
他们是真心的在那里流露出他们感情，他们放声而哭。
But truly, it is they lift up their voices and wept.
弟兄姊妹，这不容易。
Brothers and sisters, that is not easy.
所以呢，当他们想到他们要和婆婆一同的时候
So when they realize, when they say they want to follow the mother,
他们一定想到这个婆婆曾经是恩待我们的人。
Because they knew that Naomi treated them greatly.
他们呢才愿意付上这样的一份。
So that's why they wanted to follow her.
为相信呢，拿尔米呢尝到那个被他媳妇恩待的那样的滋味。
And I also believe that it is because the daughters-in-law also treated Naomi kindly.
所以呢，他就能够跟他的儿媳妇一同的继续往前。
So that's why they could go on as one unit together.
弟兄姊妹，我真的觉得不是在苦难的时候才恩待对方。
Brothers and sisters, I realize that we should not just treat each other kindly during difficult times.
这个恩待呢是在平常的生活里面就有的。
But in our daily living, we have to treat each other kindly.
这个恩待的生活呢是在平常就表现出来的。
And a living should be showing our kindness.
所以呢，当我们知道这个儿子也不在了，先生也不在了。
So when we realized that the son and the husband were gone,
其实很多的时候本性都可以流露出来。
A lot of times we just want to show our some of our characters.
我的先生不在，我凭什么要这么对好对你？
That my husband is now gone, why do I want to treat you greatly?
你对我也没有多好。
You are not treating me kindly as well.
那我这现在这样的一个时刻，你要回你的国，我留留在我的国。
Then during this difficult time, why don't you just stay here and I go back?
所以有很多的时候离开一个人关系就有一些变化。
So a lot of times when there is a separation, the relationship changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们还在一起的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we are still together,
那个彼此恩待的一个生活我们一定要坚持。
Why don't we live a daily living with kindness?
因为如果我们平常的日子我们没有彼此恩待的生活，
Because if we don't treat each other kindly,
我相信在那个苦难分离的日子也不会有这样的生活。
Then I believe that when the difficult challenging time comes, we will not be able to treat each other kindly.
最后我们来看到第三点，就是保持一个被恩待者的反馈心。
And then lastly, we're going to look at the third point where we have to return with kindness.
我们读16节到18节。16-18
路德说，不要推我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
死，
我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。除非死能使你与我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿尔米见路德定义要跟随自己，就不再劝他了。
所以这一段的经文里面呢，我们看到路德呢在他的里面有一个坚定的信仰。
That Ruth was determined.
也就是说呢，他公公婆婆的信仰已经在他的身上有一个作用。
He said whatever Naomi and her husband believe in, now she has the same belief.
当他在一个外邦地点进到这一个有信仰的家庭里面，
When she movedFrom a foreign land into the land with a belief.
他来到这一个家庭里面，他发现到这一个家庭里面有神。
And when she comes and joins this family, she realizes this family is of God.
所以呢，在他的生活里面呢，他发现耶和华呢这样的一位神是他所需要的。
And now she also realized that the God that they believe in is also a God that she needs.
所以今天婆婆要回到她的国家去的时候，
So that's why when the mother decided to go back home,
在她里面的信仰呢有一个转变。
That in her now she has this.
她知道她婆婆所信的这一位呢是可信靠的。
She realized that whoever her mother believed in is one who is trustworthy.
所以呢，她也愿意跟着她的婆婆回到那个国度里面。
So that's why she is willing to follow the mother to go back.
因为她已经认识她婆婆所相信的这位神。
Because now she knows the God that Naomi believed in.
所以她就苦苦的在那里向她的婆婆说明她一定要跟从她。
So that's why here she urged Naomi to let her go with her.
最后她说了一个非常重的话。
And then at the end she said this.
她说，除非死能使我与你相离。
He said, if anything but death part you and me.
不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Thus may the Lord do to me and worse.
所以我们看到这样的一个死别的关系要在那样死的时候才会发生。
So here it is completely through death till we apart.
所以对于路德来讲，她是从心里面爱她的婆婆。
So for Ruth, she truly loves Naomi.
对于路德来讲，她也真实的已经认识这一位神。
And for Ruth, she now truly knows who God is.
因为她发现她如果她不这样对她的婆婆，
Because she realized that if she does not treat her Naomi,
她说愿耶和华重重的降罚。
Then may the Lord do to me the worst.
所以呢，我们看到拿俄米见到路德定义跟随他，就不再劝他了。
So that when Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said no more to her.
所以呢，一个信主的移民家庭有一个信仰的见证在那里，我们必须持守。
So a family of immigrants who believe in God, we have to hold a certain truth.
这个被恩待的人呢，在他们的心里面一定有一个反馈的心。
That when a person is treated greatly, he wants to return with kindness.
所以呢，我们对被神恩待的人，我们对神呢，一定要有一个反馈的心。
So when we are treated kindly by God, then we want to return with kindness.
什么时候我们对神有一个反馈？
Whenever we return with kindness.
什么时候我们以神为我们的王？
Whenever we treat our God as our king.
你会发现神的祝福呢，就又临到他们。
And we realize that God's blessings will come.
在这里呢，我们做一个被恩待的人。
So here we are people that are treated kindly.
我们必须过一个彼此祝福的生活。
So as a return, we have to treat each other kindly.
不管是夫妻也好，不管是父母儿女也好。
Doesn't matter if it's husband and wife or parents and children.
你发现我们会发现我们如果不在这样的日子里面。
We realize that if we do not live this way.
生活真是辛苦。
Then our life will be hard.
可是如果我们愿意活在一个彼此祝福的生活里面。
But if we're willing to live in a life that we want to
bless each other. 那个苦都可以化为甘甜。
Then all the pain and sorrow will now become sweetness.
作为一个被恩待的人，我们必须与恩待我们的人一起携手共进。
Now for the people that are treated kindly, we have to treat them kindly and hold hands.
所以路德的名字呢是一个同伴的意思。
So the name of Ruth, the meaning is companionship.
所以呢，在整个路德记里面，我们发现到路德怎么样和她的婆婆作伴。
So in the whole book of Ruth, we see Ruth and Naomi being companions.
当故事继续发展下去的时候，就描述到两人同行。
And that the story went on, they now walk together.
好像呢，这就是我们一个跟随基督的人对于基督的一个反馈。
Just like us, as followers of Christ, what we need to do in return.
我们对于基督，我们的心里要有那样一个舍不得的一个态度。
That for Christ, how we have to have a heart of never want to separate.
好像就在经文里面描述到路德舍不得她的婆婆。
Just like in the Bible, it's how Ruth never wanted to be separated from
Naomi. 所以她就依恋到她的婆婆。
So that's why she urged her.
她就牢牢地守住她的婆婆。
And she wanted to stay with her.
今天这是我们一个信仰的态度。
And that's how we should treat our belief.
我们今天怎么样反馈给我们的神呢？
How do we return a favor to
our Lord? 我们要好好地舍不得我们的神。
How we need to never want to separate from the Lord.
基督走到哪里，我们就走到哪里。
Wherever Christ goes, we go.
这是我们一个归回的态度。
And that's an attitude we should have.
当拿俄米看到路德定义要跟随他的时候。
And when Naomi saw how Ruth was determined to follow her.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督看到我们定义跟随他的时候。
Then likewise, when Christ see how we want to follow him.
相信这一路上呢，神就是这样来眷顾着我们。
Then I believe that that's on the way how the Lord blesses.
那最后我们就讲到就是说，如果我们愿意人怎样恩待我们。
And as a conclusion, if we want to how we want to be treated.
我们也要怎样恩待别人。
We first need to treat others the same.
恩待是一个成长的关系。
To treat each other kindly, that's a mature character.
恩待呢，也是应该坚持的生活。
And to treat each other kindly is a persistent thing.
恩待呢，是一个回应一个真实的信仰。
And when we treat each other kindly, we're returning to the truth of our belief.
所以呢，在我路德记里面，拿俄米呢，他有好多次发出问题。
So that's why in the book of Ruth, Naomi always asked this question.
第二个问题，他讲到就是说，耶和华伸手攻击我。
He asked, "Is if Jehovah attacking me?"
在拿俄米身上的苦是因为神伸手攻击他吗
？Now, do you think that the pain that Naomi had is because the Lord wanted to attack her?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是在那个关系上去指责别人
，Brothers and sisters, if we just want to point fingers.
那样就失去一个恩待的生活。
Then I tell you that we are not treating each other kindly.
那个日子呢，就产生一个苦的情况。
And then in our days, we'll just be in pain.
可是如果我们在关系上愿意从我们自己有一个回转。
But if in a relationship, if we weren't first want to look at ourselves.
每一次看到别人好像不如我意的时候，先问问自己是不是我应当悔改。
Whenever someone is not satisfying what you want, is it something wrong with you?
所以呢, 我们会发现到, 原来呢, 耶和华眷顾自己的百姓人。
We realize that because the Lord takes care of His people.
当我们一悔改的时候, 神就马上访问我们。
Whenever we repent, the Lord will take care of us.
这里说到眷顾呢, 就是那个visit的意思, 就是来拜访我们。
And then here, it talked about visitation.
所以呢, 恩待里面, 我们的关系上愿意有一个 向着神悔改这样的一个改变的时候,
so when we treat each other kindly, it shows how we would like to repent.
你就知道神再一次眷顾到我们身上。
We'll see that the Lord will take care of us.
恩待,
we'll visit us.
拿俄米呢, 他也向神发出一个问题。
And then also Naomi asked another question.
他说, 全能者使我受了大苦。
He says, the Almighty One make me suffer.
好像呢, 原来一个满满的生活呢, 在这个时候就变得空空的。
It's like that it was a full life, now it's empty.
原本呢, 一个好好的家庭, 来到这个外邦地寄居了, 突然间呢, 10年之间, 他所有爱, 他爱的人都不见了。
Like it was a full family, now they moved to a new place, and now her family is gone.
如果我们这样的质问, 我们生活真的是空空的。
If you think about it like that way, then your life is truly empty.
可是如果我们再一次从另外一方面想到耶和华恩待我们,
but if you look at it from another way, how the Lord treat us kindly.
我们也愿意恩待别人,
and if we are willing to treat each other also
我们也尝到别人恩待我们,
then the others will treat you kindly.
你会发现生活里面开始是满满的,
then you realize that your life is still very full.
那拿俄米最后一个问题, 他就讲到就说耶和华降祸于我。
And then at the last, Naomi also asked, is the Lord giving me disaster?
弟兄姊妹, 我们相信神, 你觉得神会降祸于我们吗?
Now, do you think that your Lord will give you a disaster?
如果我们的信仰是在一个饥馑的光景里面,
now, if your life, you are hungry and tired,
这个问题呢, 是我们常常向神所发出来的,
then you would ask this question,
你降罚于我,
are you giving me a disaster?
你对我不好,
are you treating me badly?
可是呢, 是不是我们对神很好呢?
Now, are you treating the Lord greatly?
是不是我们对神就尽到我们应尽的责任呢?
Now, have you achieved the responsibility for the Lord?
常常我们的生活里面, 读经的生活, 祷告的生活, 都不知道到哪里去了。
Now, a lot of times, we don't have a time to read the Bibles or pray.
可是我们遇到祸患的时候, 我们仍然责备我们所信的神。
But yet still, whenever there's a difficult time, we first point the finger at God.
可是如果我们的信仰在一个饱足的光景里面,
but now, if our belief system is filled,
在路德记第一章里面, 最后一节, 他就说到, 他们回来的时候, 正是动手割大麦的时候。
In the last verse of Ruth chapter 1, when they return to the land, it is the beginning of barley harvest.
弟兄姊妹, 这样的一个信仰, 反映我们生活真实的情况。
Brothers and sisters, this truth showed us our true living.
我们生活在这个一个坚定的信仰里面的时候, 我们得到宝足的时候, 是我们一个回归的光景里面。
If we live with a persistent faith, then when we repent and return, it is the time of harvest.
如果我们不愿意回归的话, 我们信仰呢, 就在那样一个饥饿的状态之下。
If we don't want to return and repent, then we live in a land of famine.
我们一直吃不饱。
We will always be hungry.
我们一直怀疑神。
We're always in doubt.
可是如果我们愿意归回的时候,
but when we were willing to return and repent,
神恩待我们的日子,
then the kindness that the Lord will show us
成为我们最大的把握,
will become our assurance.
神恩待我们的日子,
the kindness of the Lord's day
成为我们愿意一生紧紧跟定主的一个这样的一个信念,
will be a theme of our persistent faith.
所以这一个爱的故事,
so that's why this love story,
从第一章里面就要往下面四章来发展,
from chapter 1 now goes on.
弟兄姊妹, 我们应当彼此恩待,
brothers and sisters, treat each other kindly.
我们更要恩待我们的神,
and also we have to treat our God kindly.
神没有要我们恩待他,
God doesn't never ask us to treat him kindly.
可是我这一个问题呢, 放在这个后现代的里面,
but now this question puts in this generation.
我们也可以问所有做儿女的,
we could ask our children.
父母亲是恩待了我们,
now, and our parents treat us kindly.
我们有没有按着我们所当做的恩待父母?
Are we returning the favor with kindness?
所以呢, 在这样的一个正常的一个光景里面,
now, in this regular living,
我们要常常的有省思,
we have to ask ourselves.
那愿神祝福他自己的话,
I ask that the Lord will bless His word.
我们再来唱诗歌 448首。
Let's sing Psalm 478 again.
神必定顾念我们。
God will take care of